Support for KYK's Talk Line is provided by Vitus Marine, a local crew happy to fuel you. Find out more at BethelFuel.com.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
Delta and worldwide listeners, welcome to Friday Morning Talkline Show. Talkline is a free-form, caller-driven, opinionated show about anything and all matters. You can call us at 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. I am Alyssa Nadine Rogers, and Grady and I will be your hosts. We have our first call already. John, Nick, welcome to Friday Line Talk Show.
Good morning, ladies. How are you guys doing there?
Wonderful.
Oh, good. Anyway, I'd like to wish everyone today's Russian Orthodox Good Friday for the Russian Orthodox faithful, which I am a part of. I'd like to wish everyone a good Friday and a good Easter coming up after a good Friday, maybe next week, Monday. Anyway, I want to wish everyone a good Easter and stuff like that. And, you know, a lot of times I've been airing things, topics, and other people have good topics that they air out on this talk line here.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't respond, and that's disappointing on my part. It seems like I waste my breath when I talk about, like, reindeer herding and all that, and having your own corral. I guess they like buying from spending their money on meat that we can be able to afford to build our own,
mm-hmm.
you know. The store must be making a lot of money. So does the reindeer factory. And they lose all hope because of that. In the past, the reindeer were killed because nobody had guns to control them now. Nowadays, you have all these guns that you manufacture that they can start small and work big, just like the moratorium worked. And a lot of other, besides that, they have a lot of other viewpoints on good topics, yet seem like nobody follows through with them. Maybe they're listening, maybe they're not, which is kind of disappointing on my part, because sometimes I don't feel like calling. When people don't, you know, people just seem like they don't care or some lost hope. You got to have future things like the meat that are expensive nowadays. Reindeer meat, you go buy them in the store made from another factory. We can have our own $20 for one piece of steak. That's outrageous. And you get a $600 whole carcass from the factory. They make it here in Alaska, and then if you're a shareholder, you get half the price. Now, if you can afford that, you can afford to make your own reindeer or subsistence living here in Bethel. It's made to do so because we have so much wild plants and stuff that animals eat. It's like it's going to waste. Like, you know, the good Lord gives us all these edibles, yet we don't work on them. It's kind of disappointing. People must have a lot of money. Anyway, thank you for listening to my part. And everyone, please be safe and don't be on the river. And I want to thank the Air National Guard for being here for the flood. You know, they're always here, and I hardly hear anybody thank them. I want to thank them for all of us watching over us and saving lives and property. They're good people. If, you know, the National Guard watch over us, and they're helpful. So, everyone, please have a good, safe weekend, and don't drink and drive, and please stay off the river. Tell your kids not to go on the lakes either, because they're dangerous right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you ladies have a good day there, too.
Thank Thank you, John. A really quick question. How's the water around your house?
There, right now it's kind of cool enough. It's, you know, it don't look like it, but evaporation is, it's evaporating. It might not look like it's melting, but if you had a super eyeball and or a microscope, you can see the fumes coming off the snow. That's evaporation. And it was watery when it first started here, but underneath our house is drying up now, which is good. Once the ground lifts a little bit from that permafrost, all the saturation should go to the bottom. Hopefully it'll be a good salmon berry picking year, too, because all the snow, it's kind of like mulching, you know what I mean? You mulch it with green, and you tend to have all that water in it, and it stays and then starts growth. You know when you put a seed in there, you put in a tissue paper?
Uh-huh.
What do you call that, mulching?
Good question.
Same thing with the tundra. You know, you have all the snow, it's going to seep in there once the permafrost lifts and saturate it some more. So, anyway, boy, you guys have a good weekend, you ladies.
All right, sounds good,
and I
you
hope
too.
You have good responses. You're good people.
Thank you, John. You have a great and wonderful morning.
Okay, don't drink and drive and watch out and be careful. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right, we're going to go to our second caller. Sonny from Bethel, welcome to Friday Morning Talk Line.
Well, good morning. Sonny calling. I'm just here to say that I'm going to be on a late start for the job I'm doing. Just driving around town and going to the elders' homes to deliver the food. And hopefully everything will go good today. Been chilly these past few days. So many things going on, but the best thing to do is just keep moving forward. Don't stop for any reason. Sometimes we have to go through so many things in life, it hurts, but just keep moving is all I can say. But everyone have a safe weekend, and hopefully everyone will have a wonderful day, and if I have anything more to say, I'll probably call back, but just for now, I'm just saying that I'm on a late start.
All right. Sounds good, Sonny. What's the phone number or process to get on your meals distribution on wheels list?
To call ONC 543-2608 and ask questions, and they'll help you as much as they can.
Great. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in today, Sonny.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go to our next caller, Chico from Chivac. Welcome to Friday Line Talk Show. How's it going out there?
Okay, fine. And Chivac says good morning and happy Friday. Good morning from Chivac.
Good morning.
That's all he has.
Oh.
Yep. I'm on air. I'm not just in your ear at this point. I wanted to thank, you know, Sonny for being an example of what he preached. You know, keep moving forward, and he's an example to me, and I just wanted to shout that out.
Mm-hmm. All right. Our phone numbers to call in, we have open lines now, 907-543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Our lines are open. We are waiting for you to call in. Tell us anything and everything that you want. This is your show. You mind where you are willing to take us in the morning.
John put us on some good topics, too. You know, what do you think the berries are going to do this year? You know, is it dry under your house? How's the water doing there? Hey, do you see those little... Because sometimes I see that, the evaporation, when the sun's just right. Hey, there's all kinds of things to call in about.
Again, the phone numbers are 907-543-5985, 907-543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. All right.
I'm excited about something.
What you excited about, Grady?
Well, I'm excited about the graduation of the Well, I'm excited about BRHS graduation also.
Yeah.
But that's not what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about KUC graduation because that's taking place today on a live Zoom thing. But we also are airing it. So
oh, that's 1:30 awesome.
And at 1:30 p.m. right here on KYUK, join us to commemorate the commencement of the 2021 UAF Kuskokwim Campus graduating class. That's 1:30 p.m. right here on KYUK, 6:40 a.m.
Wonderful. Well, talking about upcoming special events, we have on Friday, April 30th, which is today. Yeah, you want to tune in for the KYUK 6:40 a.m., just what Grady said, in regards to the graduation ceremony. Again, that is Friday, 1:30 to 2:30. And it's also on ARM at 4:30 at 1:30.
Don't read the stuff in the parentheses. Oh. But that next one, there, just follow down that, and because that next one is important. That's a call-in show about the river.
Oh, there you go.
I'm going to pitch that to you, though.
So here we go. We have a breakup is right around the corner. What observations have you noticed in the river this year? Tune in to the River Talk Live at KYUK, 6:40 a.m. on Tuesday, May 4th, from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Join us. As our host is Steve Heimel with a special guest with Mark Leary, Earl Samuelson, and Peter Achak for River Talk, a bilingual call-in show to share your thoughts and comments on River Talk, May 4th, beginning at 10 a.m. on KYUK 6:40 a.m. It is wonderful and great to hear about all the things that are happening on a river. Every morning I get an update pop up on my Facebook page and or a notification of something about the river or something that's happening with the river.
All this week we're going to have the people from Riverwatch on Coffee at KYUK. Of course, today at 1, you can catch before that graduation thing you noticed. At 1, you can catch an update from Stephen Alexi from Neposkak. He's been putting together river updates up and down the river. And now... You know, I just forgot who the caller is, but I've got a caller on the line, and I'm going to let him come in now, and he can announce himself. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, good morning.
Hello?
Yeah, welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, who are you?
This is Alyssa Nadine Rogers.
What time is your Diane McGaffron?
She is currently busy with the UAF right now.
She'll be back next week.
Education, huh?
Yes, sir.
And yeah, okay. How's everything over there?
Doing pretty good. We're melting down and water's starting to rise and rivers are starting to flow and streams are getting thinned out there.
Yeah, I bet it's going to be flooding somewhere along the Kuskokwim. I bet there's going to be some flooding there. There's been a lot of snow.
Yeah, there's lots of snow, but seems like there would be a lot more water, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's, maybe the land needs some water, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we can have more berries and a lot of growth. Yeah, I was, hey, Brady.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Brady.
With
you're
a G.
Always outgoing and, like, you're always awake, you know, you make a radio station, good.
Ooh, well, I'm gonna graciously accept that compliment. I thank you so much for that. It really warms my heart. I'm actually not doing the greatest today, and I needed that. Look at that. Thank you so much.
Man.
Thank you so much for that compliment.
Yeah, perk up like you always perk up.
Thanks a lot for that call. I can't help but have my ego be gushing right now. But I'm gonna get off air and let you guys continue. What else were you thinking about today?
Yeah, There's a lot of snow around there. Seems like there's going to be a lot of water. And seems like everybody's happy, and they just cleared the road on this side of my town. And I'm glad.
Yeah. Where are you from again?
Chivac.
Ah, Chivac.
I'm no Chigo.
Ah.
Yeah, this Eugene, I used to hang around in Buffalo a lot in my younger days. Yeah, you see, I knew quite a bit of people in Bethel.
Ah, I see. Quick question.
And I'm pretty sure they know me.
How's your birds out there? Are you seeing any birds yet?
I saw little birds, but I haven't seen no geese yet. Only ptarmigan telegrams.
I love those ptarmigan, especially when they laugh.
Yeah, there's plenty of ptarmigans, all right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling, Eugene. It's good to hear you and hearing Chivac updates.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you have a great and wonderful day.
Hey, Brady, perk up.
Thanks a lot. I'm going to have trouble because I just lost Aaron. A caller just called in. Aaron from Bethel, please call back. Your call got dropped. But thanks for that. I appreciate that, Eugene, so much.
Okay, you guys have a good one.
All right, our lines are currently open. Aaron, if you can call back, we lost your line. Phone numbers for calling into Talkline Show is 907-543-5985 or 543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Gisela Chapa with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on the line. Go ahead, Gisela.
Hi, good morning, everyone. How are you all doing?
Great and wonderful. Thank you for calling today.
Yeah. I just wanted to share a few updates. I'll get started with Fish Talk. I wanted to send a notice that a public hearing is scheduled for May 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. via teleconference. And this is to receive public testimony on the potential management actions that may be implemented on the Kuskokwim River salmon fishery. So at this moment, we're expecting an emergency special action through the delegation of authority to the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge. And that's partly due to the low Chinook salmon runs that are expected this year. So this public hearing really concerns everyone that fishes on the Cusco, and we're really encouraging everyone to participate. Since it'll be a teleconference-type meeting, here's the number for people to call toll-free. That is 1-833-436-1263, and the passcode to the meeting is 753-601-464. And if listeners don't already follow us on Facebook, they can look us up at Yukon Delta Refuge. And we have this information also posted on the Facebook page. So I'd greatly appreciate if people that are able to listen in right now or visit us on Facebook can help us share this information. We want to distribute this as far and wide as we can. Another update, I know that spring is here, and I know I'm very excited about it, and the birds are coming back. Now, emperor geese are expected anytime soon now, and, you know, the emperor goose population is in apparent decline, so here are a few reminders for this waterfowl season. Just want to remind our listeners that egg harvest is closed. If at all possible, when hunting for emperor geese, take the younger birds and look for gray heads instead of the mature adults that are reproducing, and try to target single birds instead of flocks. Be on the lookout for more information, and again, sharing this information with friends and family is super important. Lastly, I want to share that the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge has a lead shot exchange program. It trades lead shot for steel shot 1-to-1, and it is free of charge. There are no questions asked at the time of the exchange. We're trying to promote this since lead shot is toxic for birds. It's bad for human health, and it's illegal to use in Unit 18 of the YK Delta. So if anybody in Bethel is really willing to trade in their lead ammo, give us a call at 543-3151 for more information. And for those that are in villages and interested in exchanging lead shot for steel ammo, whether you're an individual or a store owner, you can also give us a call at 543-3151. That's the same number I shared earlier, to coordinate any assistance. So we're offering this program through the end of May.
Great. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for all that information.
Thank you.
I have a few things, if you don't mind staying on the line a little bit longer. What was that phone number to call in for the Fish Talk line again?
Let me repeat it. The number to call is 1-833-436-1263, and the passcode is 753-601-464.
Great, wonderful. A quick question on the egg harvest. Is that specifically closed to emperor geese, or is that whole subsistence egg hunting?
It's specifically for emperor geese, and that is because the population is in apparent decline, so we're actions like this are kind of encouraging the population to continue to rise and give those mature birds that are reproducing a chance to help boost the population numbers.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure, because I know there was some language in the news about emperor geese, and some people had some questions in regards to that, because they were kind of confused of, is this a complete subsistence harvest closure for egg hunting, or if it was just specifically dialed into emperor geese. Thank you so much for calling and being able to clear that up for us. And we are so excited that you have the program out for the lead and exchanging with steel shots. So anybody out there, give her a call, and it's great and wonderful news. Thank you so much for calling in today.
And thank you all. Have a good Friday.
You too. Have a great and wonderful Friday.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
We do have a caller, Katie Russell from ONC. Katie, go ahead.
Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Katie, and I'm one of the biologists at ONC in Bethel. And I wanted to call in today and share that ONC will be hosting our science and culture camp this summer. And today is actually the last day to apply. So this is a program that's open to all Lower Kuskokwim School District high school students, including incoming ninth graders and recently graduated seniors. The camp is free and will take place from July 21 through July 30th. And the camp this year will likely be a little bit of virtual and maybe some in-person activities as well, depending on local COVID-19 guidelines. And we'll share more details as they get confirmed. But we also encourage any students who are interested in the program and who'd like to participate, we encourage students to get COVID-19 vaccines if they are eligible. And this camp will give students exposure to fisheries and wildlife careers and skills in the biological sciences. And activities could include learning from local elders and biologists, and also learning about both traditional and Western ways of monitoring and managing our natural resources. And the camp is also available to be taken for college credit for students who qualify. So we really just want to encourage students to apply. The application can be found on the ONC Fisheries or Natural Resource Facebook pages, or you can contact me at the ONC Fisheries Department, 545-6001 for a paper application. And yeah, we just really encourage students to apply, and since today is the deadline for our applications.
Great and wonderful. That's so exciting. I'm so happy that the Science and Culture Camp is going to be happening again this year. Really quick question, what time is your deadline for applications?
Students can apply anytime through today, and we'll probably get that application closed about midnight. But if something happens and you're having trouble accessing the application, you can always give me a call at 845-6001, and I can also get you a paper application.
Awesome. And really quick, what is the dates of that camp?
Yes, so the dates of the camp will be July 21st through July 30th of this summer.
And are you guys providing technical services for those who are going to be joining in on virtual?
Absolutely, yes. We've been coordinating with the school district to be able to provide students devices that have internet capabilities so that they can join from wherever if the camp is going to be the virtual. But so that we'll coordinate with students in the school district to make sure that everyone can join.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate your calling in today.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good morning, everyone.
All right. Again, our phone lines are currently open.
Actually, it's a lie. It isn't. I got one right here.
And I'm
so excited because, you know, it's one of my favorite talk line callers who's on right now. And up until this week, I couldn't say that I've worked with him. Now I get to say that I've had the pleasure of working with Stephen Alexi from Nebraska. Good morning, Stephen. You're on talk line.
Yeah, good morning. Stephen Alexi, Nebraska. Yesterday, we had a memory, Mr. Henry Ticklin from Matmosok. Condolences to the family of that. And also to the rest of the YK Delta, condolences that have lost their loved ones recently. First thing, John Nick had mentioned reindeer herds. And I grew up listening to stories of my uncle's dad, Mr. Joshua Philp, telling stories of how much reindeer herd they used to be, you know, in the YK Delta. And Akichuk once had, 30,000 plus reindeer herd, that they owned. And there were several other villages within the area. I think nowadays we're too reliant on government handouts. I think that, reindeer herd is not a bad idea if, there's a cooperative made and, you know, there'd be workers out there for, to get self-reliant. And then I think it's also ill-advised by Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge to, say, especially when emperor goose are declining and closed, to say to hunt younger birds. Thus, you know, I'm 43 years old, and ever since I was young, those birds have been in danger of, being what you call declined or whatever extension they call it. But the rest of the birds, like white-front goose and Canada goose, are on the rise. And it's been many years since I've seen a Canadian honk up here. In the last 2 years, we've been seeing some. So, that's kind of ill-advised to tell hunters out there, oh, you can shoot the younger ones. No, let's close it down if the emperor goose are low. And then for the salmon, we have a Kuskokwim Inter-Tribal Fish Commission nowadays, combined of 33 tribes. I think they should try to get a seat at the North Pacific Management Fisheries to have a vote, some sort of vote for people, because we're always on a conservation side. And there was published news sometime in the past saying that king salmon probably are declining because of increased of salmon sharks. I think they can try to do at least some kind of predator control out there too. So those are my thoughts. Good morning.
All right. Thanks for calling, Stephen. Great to hear from you, and you made some great points in there. We are going to be headed into a break, and we phone numbers are in line. We are currently still taking calls at this time, and if you can call us at 907-543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954, or email us at radio@kyuk.org. I'm going to go get some more coffee and look out for some birds.
on Friday, April 30th. Tune in to KYUK 640 AM for the UAF Kuskokwim University Campus Graduation Ceremony. That's Friday, 1:30 to 2:30 PM.
Yuchten kanum chinikni chukni yuknauten unakumi apatami atakumi su kasatun kanum chitkingat hun. Hwani KYUK 640 AM mani mamtiri shakmi.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? Being a member of the Air Force Reserve. It's doing a job that makes a difference. Serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. And the experience, education, and other benefits you receive can enhance your civilian career and your life. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. To find out about local job opportunities with the Air Force Reserve at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, call 800-257-1212 or go to afreserve.com. This message is sponsored by the Air Force Reserve and aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association at this station.
Bethel Native Corporation shareholder on BNC annual meeting achchut makenq kayangut anutit attachimi chali maikh pak computer atkun qoluchtequt BNC proxy gpugai qoluch pailgum tuchuklignaitut qoyuguskunin taumuk tuyuqarkaugun proxy khallu computer akun toyuqlukkuani bncvote.com proxy akuchtu makkaugutteng mirvik 30 5 p.m. Mami Nakumach Kaukunen. BNC Bugai Proxy Jihuanihua Koyukbailgumung 2021 Virtual Annual Meeting Ami. Unagingulung Khtukhuakan Bethel Native Corporation.
Every Saturday and Sunday on 640 a.m. from 4 until 5 p.m., you can hear Weekends from All Things Considered. The show that's run for more than four decades is now available in an hour-long weekend presentation from NPR News, a new show with news stories and new segments each day. It's Weekends from All Things Considered on KYUK.
Morning, and welcome back to Friday Talkline Show. We're going to go Grady. Do we have anybody on the lines?
Absolutely. Wilson calling from Anchorage. Beautiful downtown Anchorage, eh?
Yep, beautiful downtown Anchorage.
Welcome to Friday.
I used to say beautiful downtown Bethel when I lived there, and I'm pretty sure it's still beautiful over there. It's my hometown. You know, if I was still living in Bethel and I was running into police or state troopers that I've never seen before, I'd go up to them and say, hey, what's your name? I've never seen you before. And then they'd tell me, and I'd say, welcome to Bethel. This is my hometown. I let them know. Mm-hmm. It's my hometown. You know, you guys got to take ownership of your town and do what you can to try to make it a beautiful place. Well, anyway, now that I'm in Anchorage, I hear a lot of all this in the news for weeks and weeks, not about COVID, but about the shooting, you know, shooting of how they're deemed colored and or, you know, black people or however they word it in the news. You know, if we as all
Let's use
culture,
the term African-American. How about that one?
Yeah, African. Yeah.
People of color is good, too. I like that one.
Yeah. I'm trying not to offend anyone. But anyway, in all cultures, white, black, native, you know, skin, people of colored skin, yellow, white, you know, there's culture. There's some kind of inborn, like, desire or need to have respect for the elders. You know, way back in the day, you know, when there was no TV, no cell phone, no radio, you know, the Yupik culture had their day where, you know, they would listen, all would listen to what the elders had to say about how to be a good, you know, for instance, me, a man, you know, how to be a good man, and for the ladies out there, how to be a good woman. And it was taught, and it was, you know, respected and adhered to. And they don't, most of the, a lot of the cultures don't have that anymore. You know, like the KBNA, they used to do that a long time ago, you know, where you'd join in and listen to what different elders would have to say about whatever the topic was for that day, whatever came up. You know, and I think if that were to be regenerated or renewed or brought back to life in all cultures, especially the ones who are having problems with eluding, you know, if they adhere to those teachings as a kid, they would not have no criminal record, not have no background when it comes to felonies, not have no reason to elude and flee. There'd be no fear. When you have no fear, there's no reason to elude, you know. But anyway, I'm just rambling on. But those are, you know, it makes it seem like all these cases that are being brought up against the police in general, it's like a ticket to... like that game Monopoly, get out of jail card, you know. You know, they can scream racism or racist or whatever against them, even though they've given probable cause to be pulled over or have interaction with the police. So that's just my thought. It's a hairy situation that I'm bringing up. You know, it causes a lot of controversy and whatever. You know, I am not racist. I love people in general, you know, black, white, even you, Grady. I have to throw in a laugh, too, because you're my friend and you understand where I'm coming from.
Thank you for that. Yes, Wilson, absolutely. Do you remember, I remember meeting you 4th of July at the 4th of July celebration here in Bethel. Do you remember DJing with me?
Yeah, that was fun.
It was a lot of fun. And I'll have to say that that's exactly what you said to me, what you said that you'd say to a brand new face in Bethel. You said, "Where are you? Where are you from?" And this is my hometown.
Yep. And people of Bethel really should take ownership of their town and get to know those people that are coming in. Most of the police officers there are not from Bethel. They actually need to go through a course, like a one-day course of cultural relevance when it comes to learning how people communicate and or react when it comes to new people and, you know, especially the, you know, mental, in the world, the mentally ill, they need training when it comes to, the police department needs training when it comes to mentally ill people. So, anyway, I'm going to sit and listen because Talk Line should be 4 hours long.
Yeah.
notice how I paused because it used to be, you know, 1 hour, then it got 1 hour and a half. Now it's two, so maybe not too much longer. It'll be 4 hours, and I'll be happy. Have a good day, and it's Friday. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Thanks for calling.
So I have to agree with that. I mean, I'm not supposed to express my opinion, but I know that there are people who would think that would be a kind of a laborious and also a kind of a. Some people would say that would be too long, right? Especially like he said, 4 hours. I would say no, because it would be like less of a show and more of like a community like place. I'm going to take this caller and come back and tell you who it is.
Great, wonderful. Again, to call into KYUK's talk line, 907-543-5985 or 543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954 or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org.
And it's Fritz from Bethel, and you can go ahead, Fritz.
Hey. Hello, hi, good morning. This is Fritz from Bethel. I just wanted to inform people... next week, Monday and Tuesday, the Kuskokwim Salmon Management Working Group is going to have a their yearly annual meeting to start off, and they're going to go over some numbers, the preliminary numbers they expected run for this year. But people could, all over the Delta, could listen in. Bear with me 1 second. I can pull up the phone numbers. If you guys have a pen and paper ready, 1 second.
I was didn't know it was that Fritz. Sorry, Fritz. I didn't catch who it was when you said Fritz from Bethel. And then I was like, Oh, that Fritz? And that's exactly what Diane says all the time when she catches who it is. Oh, that Fritz. Did you get that number, Fritz?
Okay. It might be, well, earlier I gave a different phone number, and this is a new phone number, I believe. Last week was a 907 number, so everybody could scratch that. And hopefully if somebody's listening at the KYUK radio station could update the phone number for the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group is 800-315-6338, and the code after it prompts you to enter is 58756 pound. So if you guys can update that phone number, because I'm going to be in a meeting next week, Monday and Tuesday, depending on how long the meeting is going to be, and we're going to be talking about when the state and the Fed should agree to start the front end closure, because last year and the year before, I believe, we started the front end closure on June 1st. If you have any questions, you can always participate in people to be heard. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a long, long list. If you want to give Fish and Game a call, their phone number is 543-2433, or go through your council. Tribal council should have the agenda by now. The tribal council or the city offices could print you guys the agenda, what we're going to be going through. And, if you have any questions, call 543-2433, Fish and Game Office. Somebody should answer all your questions. Do you guys have any questions?
Yeah, really quick, Fritz. I just wanted to make sure that this is the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group, right?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah, because the Intertribal Fish Commission already met beginning of April.
All right, well, thanks for calling, Fritz.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right.
Yep. Bye now.
All right, Grady. Do we have any callers on the line?
Yeah, Tim from Bethel. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi. Good morning. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning. Good to hear you.
And is that Grady?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Awesome. Hi. Good morning. Beautiful morning out there. Good old typical spring weather for this part of Alaska. Kind of sunshine and get a little cold and sunshine again, but we're moving towards summer. But a lot of talk about salmon, low salmon returns and whatnot over the last several weeks since the preliminary forecast came out. And I just thought I'd submit my own opinion, and this is my own opinion. I'm not a scientist of any sort. I'm not a biologist. But I've been working with resource issues for about 20 years and a commercial subsistence fisherman all my life. Up until 2014, I believe it was, that I gave up commercial fishing on the Yukon River. But over the years, I've been exposed to the scientific side of salmon, not forecasting, but outlook for both the Yukon and Kuskokwim Rivers. And both the Yukon and Kuskokwim Rivers have a lot of data gaps that are that are pretty pretty much in the numbers for both rivers. Like for example, you know, we know how many salmon people catch because of all the surveys that occur throughout the years. We know how many are going into salmon spawning streams. Through the weirs and other salmon enumeration projects like sonar and vessel test fishery. So we know the harvest, we know the numbers that are getting into salmon spawning streams. But one of the data gaps that we have is the outmigration. We have never determined what the outmigration is of our salmon fry when they leave the natal streams and start heading out to the oceans. So what the fisheries managers use or fisheries scientists use whenever they have a large data gap or data gap that is really important to looking at outlooks is they utilize what they call a parametric bootstrapping method. And it's a statistical formula that that enables them to make a pretty well, it allows them to make an educated guess as far as what those numbers are. But the really important side of it is the confidence intervals. If those confidence intervals are way out there and wide, and you manage the salmon returns of the harvest too much above the amount forecasted, you could possibly deplete or affect the salmon returns for the future. And if that happens over the years and years and years, it has a detrimental effect on salmon size and returns of our salmon. And they utilize the same method for the possible return of the salmon bycatch out there in the trawl fishery. There's a lot of unknowns out there. We don't know how many survive each year when they become 2, 3, 4, 5, up to 7 years that they might spend out there in the ocean. We don't know what each year mortality is like or survivability. So that's not known out in the ocean. We don't know about the effects of the temperatures. We don't know effects about predation. We don't know the effects about feed, you know, the entire life in the ocean. So they utilize that method again in determining what's going to return back to the rivers. And it's a hit or miss. And, you know, unfortunately for us on the Yukon-Kuskokwim River, it seemed like it's a miss. And that's why we're in the situation that we are in today. So if we can possibly increase our knowledge about, you know, some of those data gaps, that would really help us get a better grasp on what exactly is coming back into our rivers. And this is a really important species for everybody, and everybody knows it out here. And unfortunately, some of the other areas of the country don't necessarily understand that. The other thing is our data series in Alaska is pretty young. I mean, we've only had 50 years of statehood, and we've had some territorial U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service numbers back in the early 1900s. But some of the streams down lower 48 have, you know, over 100-year-old database that they utilize in predicting their numbers, and they can get it down to a certain point, and so does Bristol Bay. But unfortunately for us out here, we don't create enough money to activate that interest in spending the money in out-migration studies and all the data that we need. I hope I didn't confuse anybody, but that's my opinion on why we have such low returns.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in today. Good thing about that out-migration, I was told by Mr. Bew back in 2010, I brought that up to him. He said that it would be a great college research project. Hint,
yes,
hint to all those college students.
Yeah. I believe the Bristol Bay fisheries, and why they keep having good red returns every year, the biggest red salmon commercial fishery, mm-hmm. is because they are continuously monitored by the University of Washington. And all the numbers that are generated, all the management programs, all that is studied by students at the University of Washington. Mm-hmm. But if we can have that same thing in Alaska, I mean, for the Kuskokwim, Yukon rivers, that would be great.
Yeah, it would be great. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I greatly appreciate you calling in today.
Okay, listen.
All
good
right.
to hear you.
You too. Good to hear you.
Okay.
All right, Grady, who is our next caller on the line?
Next caller is my first voice of Bethel. It's Renee. Go ahead, Renee.
Hello, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have several things to mention that we're having coming up. The Yupik Pequot Cultural Center with Teddy Warwick will be sponsoring a First Friday, May 7th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Cultural Center, and that's with the Kuskokwim Art Guild and the Bethel Council on the Arts partnering with her. And the featured artists this month will be Kelsey Sara, Shirley Clark from Upriver, Greg Morgan, and the mother-daughter team of Katie and Jamie Nikolai. And they will have their artwork on display at the Cultural Center, and there'll be refreshments served, and we're going to try to have some dancing going on. So it's kind of just a good community event, free and open to the public. Everybody's invited. And wear your mask, social distancing, all that usual stuff. Again, that's going to be May 7th, next Friday, 1 week from today, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Cultural Center. I also want to mention that Margaret Hanna is doing a second painting class for the Bethel Council on the Arts, which is on May 8th. You can still register for that. And there's also a beading class coming up. I'm sorry, I forgot the date on that. But if you're interested in either of those classes, you can register by emailing Laura Ellsworth, and her email is LB Ellsworth, that's LBELLSWORTH at alaska.edu. And then I also want to mention that Teddy has gone ahead and got us a Saturday market, first one in, since February of 2020. So Saturday market, there's limited tables she's going to be setting up. So if you want a table, you need to call Teddy at 543-4538, and she'll take your name for tables. So that's going to be Saturday the 15th, and it's going to be great, a nice get back to normal, sort of. I also want to mention that the Art Guild and the Art Council are looking for a volunteer with dedication and time on their hands this summer, June in particular, to head up the dumpster painting up at the city dump. The city has actually taken care of and painted 18 white dumpsters. They'll have them ready for us. And unfortunately, Margaret Hanna, who did it last year, is going to be out of town, and I'm going to be out of town. So we need someone who would be willing to, get up there and make sure the paints are there and there's water.
What are the dates going to be on that, Renee? What dates are that going to be?
Well, I understand that the dumpsters should be available all of June. So if we had a volunteer that could, like, open it up on Saturdays or for a couple of evenings each week, We'd like the design submitted ahead of time. The city has a few restrictions on propriety. no cussing, no naughty stuff. So we'd like to see these designs first, but what we need first off is someone to volunteer to commit to being up there and opening it for people to come paint. So if anyone's interested in that, they can call me at 545-4468, and we can talk about it more in depth.
That number again?
545-4468, and they can call me and we can talk about it. And the last thing I want to mention is that the Art Guild is looking for a part-time person. This would be a paid person for the gift shop. We need someone. We'd like to start opening more hours come this summer. And we need someone that's really good on the computer and has great people skills. So, again, they can call me at 545-4468. And that's all I've got right now for the arts anyway.
Thank you, Renee. And where would they go to get an application? Is it online anywhere that people can go to?
For the gift shop?
Yes, ma'am.
No, they need to call me, or they can call the gift shop, which will be open this afternoon and tomorrow, and there are applications there. They're not available online.
Okay.
The gift shop phone number is 543-4585, and Ann Kozachev, I believe, will be there Saturday from, I think it's 9 to 1, and there are applications at the gift shop that we're accepting.
Thank you, Renee. That's
all right. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day, and try to stay warm on this weird kind of cold day we're having.
Yes, very true.
She has the window open in her booth. I can't believe it.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. Again, the phone numbers for Talkline.
Fritz has called back for round two. Fritz from Bethel, go ahead.
Good morning. This is Fritz again. Just to give people a heads up, since the bird hunting season is here, and the seal hunting also, and when the river goes out, some of the people that know the area from up here will be traveling down to the coast. And just to give people warning, don't bring alcoholic beverages if you're out traveling out in the ocean. And this has been going on for years, number of years now. And a few times Bethel Search and Rescue had to go down coast and seek out people, search for them and see if they're okay. Please don't bring alcoholic beverages when you're going down coast to go seal hunting and bird hunting. And, it's never safe. It's never a good idea. You're out there to try and get subsistence food for the family. And if they're no longer here, it hurts a lot of people. And it's not safe out there trying to subsistence while intoxicated, and a lot of stuff can go wrong. And if somebody happens to fall out of the boat by accident, most likely the body will never be recovered. So, we welcome everybody going down coast, but also please take care of the trash. Bring them home. They're light. It might take up space, but they're pretty light. Just bring them home and keep the camp area a lot cleaner than you first got there. That's all what the people down coast want, is keep the camp area clean. Don't bring alcoholic beverages. We want everybody to get what they need, for their family, for the winter months. And it's going to be very, very difficult this coming winter to support the family, because the prices are all going up. And, God knows, a gallon of milk could go for $20 by October or November. So you know, pretty soon things we're not going to be able to buy anything like gas or motor. And look at the lumber now, it's gone double, if not triple. So just, you know, give a heads up to people not to bring alcoholic beverages when they travel down coast. You know, it's not a good feeling to hear somebody that passed on due to going out to the ocean with, you know, intoxicated or passed out or something. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Fritz, and great reminders. All right, we're going to go to our break. Our lines are currently open, 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Bethel Native Corporation shareholder on BNC annual meeting achirut makinak kayangut anutit attaujimi talimaik pag computer atkun koyuk tsekut. BNC in proxy tibiugay koyuk pailgumang. Tuchuklingaitut koyukus kunung taumuk tuyukakkawan proxy in kwasu computer akun toyukukukwani. BNCvote.com. Proxy akuhtu makkawut tung mirvik 30. 5 p.m. Mami nakumah kaukunung. BNC Mbugay Proxy Jihuanihua Koyukbailagamung 2021 Virtual Annual Meeting Ami. Unagingulung Khtukhuakan Bethel Native Corporation. Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program students learn through hands-on activities, meet like-minded peers, and are encouraged by industry professionals. This summer with ANSEP STEM Career Exploration, middle school students can get ahead with a deep dive into real-world careers in science, technology, engineering, and math. Laptop computers and internet connections will be provided to qualifying students and their families. Lower Kuskokwim and Lower Yukon students can apply now through April 30th at www.ansep.net/apply. Participation is free thanks to generous support from strategic partners like AVCP. Apply today at ansep.net/apply. This message sponsored by the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program.
And welcome back to Talkline. We currently have callers on the line. Grady.
Absolutely. First up is Nasnik from Nunap. Go ahead, Nasnik.
Thank you so much. I'm baptized Russian Orthodox, except I'm not a member of no church. I'm non-denominational. I simply needed to get it off my chest because I get scared too. This climate change, sudden change, cold, I flash back to Lucy Beaver, Eskimo name, Uhutak, and ONC is Uhutakmute Native Council. I used to visit her. She lived across from the court system a lot, and she told me that when she must have been, she measured herself about 3 or 4 years old, and she only flashed back to, had to use the word famine. Anyhow, the birds had hook arrived. Hook is in Yupik dialect, G-U-Q. Hook in English is I-S, is. All of a sudden, the birds arrived, and from hot heat to like now, suddenly it got cold again, back to winter, and the birds didn't survive somehow. And anyhow, she remembered her mom in a little container, she guesses his brother's coffee container, or you name it, today's Folgers or whatever you choose to drink, Gupek is coffee. Her mom had put however many blackfish in this can, in this container, let them swim, stay alive, and then she would squeeze one. The water was bloody. Let the rest of the blackfish live, and she would flash back, take a spoon or a little container, whatever she was used, made her take a sip out of that bloody water from blackfish blood. Anyhow, this reminds me, I flash back to it, and it scares me. We all get scared, and we all have minds of my own, your own, and a journey, my journey, your journey. Anyhow, that's it. I needed to just share that with all of us, you. Good morning. Oh, today's my Good Friday, Russian Orthodox. I didn't even know, except I'm real happy now. TGIF. Goodbye.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Yes, yeah, bye.
All right. We're going to go to our second call.
Ruth from Bethel. Go ahead, Ruth.
Yeah, I agree with Fritz about hunting and watching yourselves being... it's hard for me to translate from Yupik to English sometimes. Anyway, but the reason why I'm calling is the fish, about the fish. There was a lot of water last year, and the fish, I know they're not all counted. They don't count all the weirs. They don't count every fish. I know some escaped, and I'm glad they do. The fish go way down there. My dad used to talk to us about Atchechtucht, the fish that goes right behind the smelts, and they go way deep where the bottom is and the swim upwards. This year, it's going to be more water, and the fish will be way down there, and people will think there's not enough fish because of the high waters. They won't be. And unless they go right at the right moment, when the high tide is just about, when the low tide is just about to come up, right before high water comes up, that's when the fish goes up. So when they go fishing at the right time, they catch the right amount. And if it's westerly, it's fish hardly can be caught. But if it's southern wind from the south, the fish are easier to catch. Well, I've been going fish camp since I was a baby, and I'm 59 years old now, and I'm always at fish camp every summer ever since I can remember. Okie dokie, you guys have a good day. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Ruth, for calling in. And she brings up a great point about going to fish camp. Fish camp is definitely around the corner.
I'm going to Boston. And then I'm coming back with my daughter, who is with no fish camp invites. Just saying. Hey, you know what? That one notice that I told you about the fitness center?
Yeah.
We don't have to say it because Stacy Reardon's called in. She's calling in to talk about the fitness center right now. Stacy, go ahead.
Hi, everybody. This is Stacy over at the Fitness Center.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. I am super excited to announce that we have been able to open the swimming pool for individuals who are not yet vaccinated and for kids. That's going to start on Monday. And there are some restrictions, though, so we encourage everybody to check our website at ykfitness.org for all the information. So a couple of things to know. We are asking folks to make reservations. So we've divided the pool into a couple of different zones, and those zones will be available for people who aren't vaccinated or families with kids to reserve that zone so they're in that zone by themselves. So we're not mixing groups up. Everybody's going to have their own zone to swim in. So we're taking reservations for those zones. Up to 6 household members can be in a zone together. Individuals can also have a zone if they're here for lap swimming or that kind of thing. So we've got lots of options available for folks to be able to use those zones. All of our regular mitigation strategies are still in place. So we have to have masks unless we're in the swimming pool. So walking around on deck, walking through the area, checking in, we need to have masks, and social distancing away from other groups. And we are limiting the locker rooms, so unvaccinated folks and youth are only able to use our family locker room to make sure that we're not mixing the groups in the larger locker rooms. So we strongly, strongly recommend that folks who come to swim come dressed and ready to swim so they don't have to wait for the locker room.
Well, that's great. Really quick question. Do you have a phone number, by the way, when people can call to make reservations?
They can reserve online. If they go to our website, ykfitness.org, they will have some directions on how to reserve, and they can also call the front desk at 543-0390.
What was that phone number again?
543-0390.
Great. Wonderful. I'm so excited, and thank you so much for being able to open it up to all the families.
We are, too. Give us a call if you guys have questions. Check out our website. We've got lots and lots of information.
Great. Thank you, Steve.
Okay. Have a great day.
All right. Grady, how's our lines looking?
They're looking good. I hope people don't make any bones on the phones about the zones at the fitness center there. Hey, on the phone right now we have David from Tuluksac. David, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I usually talk in Yupik, but I'll try my best to all the villages, to the hundreds. It's not safe to travel Kuskokwim, and the sites are getting deep. Some of them would not make it when they cross. So you should stop going hunting. To look at yesterday, it moved, but it, big chunk of ice make it stop. But the water is going up. People are, they don't change the, I mean, people are expensive. So, there's a lot of, there's the hunting, after it break up too. So we should stop going hunting. Okay, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right, David. Thank you for calling.
These lines are free and clear. You can get in on that action right here by dialing 543-2756, 543-5985. That's 543-KYUK for those in the know. Or, alternatively, toll-free from the village, 1-800-995-8954. And I'm going to look at the inbox right now because you might have emailed us at radio@kyuk.org. By the way, each and every one of those options can be done anonymously.
Hey, great. Thank you. Our last caller did bring up a really great point about breakup in the ice. You're going to have a, since it is breakup season in Alaska, and your photos of rivers and lakes can help. The University of Alaska Fairbanks has fresh eyes on the ice project and is collecting and sharing ice photos to help make critical river ice breakup forecasts for Alaska. And understanding long changes in the ice, you can send river and lake ice pictures and a short description of the conditions at fresheyesonice.org.
Sonny from Bethel is calling in for round two. Go ahead, Sonny.
Well, good morning again. there are certain times that people go through pain and suffering, and sometimes we have to acknowledge it before it eats us up.
Mm.
It's taking a while to finally learn, but first thing you have to do is acknowledge what you're going through and make sure that you're not holding it against yourself or to the person you lost, but to seek for fitness and health mentally and physically. Otherwise, it's just going to eat you up like an unprotected river. When, for instance, we have the seawall and it's protecting the land, and that acknowledgement helps us stand what's coming. So for anyone searching for answers and help, seek family members. When they talk to you, don't let it feel like they're just speaking words. Take it into heart. Let it flow through you. And that way your river will flow more smoothly. And that's all I wanted to say. Good morning. Happy Friday, everyone, and be safe.
Thanks for calling, Sonny.
Susan Bethel's called in. Go ahead, Susan.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Just calling in like I do every week about just telling people, please get the information you need to be comfortable and get that vaccination. Flooding story. This person was in a high, low water area. And lower 48 flooding story. Anyway, the water came in up to the driving parking lot, and her car wasn't working, and the neighbor was driving away and said, hey, put your stuff and come in, get out of this with me. I got room in my truck. And she said, no, God will save me. And then the water went up higher and higher, and she was on the second story of her building, and there was a little deck, and a boat came by, and, same offer. I'm boating around and catching people that haven't gotten out yet. Hop on board. There's lots of room. And she could see there was lots of room. No, thank you. God will save me. And then she's up on the roof, and a helicopter comes by. And last chance, you know, here's the ladder, and grab onto it, and I'll help you hang onto it, and we'll get out of here. No, thank you. God will save me. And she passed away and went up to heaven, and God, why didn't you save me? And he said, well, I sent you a truck from a neighbor and a boat from a rescuer and a helicopter, and I sent those things, and you didn't take them. So maybe this vaccine can be seen as a way to save you, and if you're saying God will save me, well, God gives people the ability to invent and discover and innovate and come up with solutions. And if you're still thinking about getting the vaccine, thinking about it isn't going to protect you. We could get another surge easily. And I'm uncomfortable with some of the opening up that's happening in Anchorage. And Wasilla seems to always have high numbers. And, you know, our people came back from playing basketball over there. I don't know if there was any casualty, illnesses from that. But it's just, again, my weekly call to remind people to please, please get the vaccine. Talk to people. If you don't trust me, talk to people you trust about it and get the information you need, because it is a big relief when you get that shot. It really is. But you still got to walk around with a mask and social distance and wash your hands and all that. But at least you know you got peace of mind that if you do catch this, you're not going to get seriously sick. And, okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling, Susan.
Tom from Chelista, your turn.
Good morning. How are you two doing?
Great. Wonderful.
Awesome. Well, it's about the end of the school year, and I know a lot of students are thinking about college for fall, those who are graduating. And I just want to remind all the kids out there that Chelista's nonprofit, Chelista Education, has a pretty good scholarship program. So if you'd like to learn about the scholarship or apply for it, Trilista Education is our nonprofit, and their website is trilistaeducation.org. That's trilistaeducation.org. And you can apply for a scholarship online right through their website. So if you're a graduating senior or you're thinking about you're just anybody else looking to take a trade school program this fall, then be sure to apply for their scholarship. We've given out over $5.5 million of scholarships so far. So it's a really cool program to have for our shareholders and descendants. So that was the main thing I wanted to share. And just as a side note, I personally got both vaccine shots. It's been about 3 months now since I had my second vaccine. Feeling great. I feel like, you know, as a parent of two young kids, and also, you know, taking care of my mom, I feel it's my responsibility to do what I can to protect them. So, Kriana Chuknut to all the health aides out there, especially in Macoria. Those two out there did an amazing job.
Thank you, Tom. And is there a phone number that folks can call you if they have any questions about that college application?
Sure. Just keep in mind that our offices are still closed due to the pandemic. So we have a very limited staff. You might have to leave a phone number, a message, but you can reach us at 907-275-2800. So that's 275-2800 or trilistaeducation.org.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. Take care. Be safe, everyone.
Bye. Well, if you would like to call into the Talkline show, our phone numbers are 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Wow, the time has been flying by.
Yes, it has, Grady.
if we don't get a caller under the wire here, we probably might not have one. We do have room for one more caller, and I know you just gave those numbers, but I'm just saying it one more time, 543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954 gets you in the door. I didn't give that other number out because I do have that one tied up right now. So, again, those numbers are 543-2756 and 1-800-995-8954. I'm going to let you do your magic for a bit while I contend to my issue over here.
All right, so as we're waiting for callers to calm in, I'm going to go ahead and give a little update on the weather. For today, we're going to have mostly cloudy, highs in the lower to mid-30s, variable winds of 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we have partly cloudy with lows in the 20s with variable winds to 10 miles per hour. For Saturday, we have partly cloudy, highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s, variable winds of 10 miles per hour. And Saturday night, we have mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and a slight chance of snow after midnight, with lows in the lower to mid-30s, east winds to 10 to 15 miles an hour. On Sunday, we have cloudy with a chance of rain, highs in the upper 30s to mid-40s, east winds from 10 to 20 miles per hour. All right, so we have about 6 more minutes till the end of our Talkline show. And the phone numbers to call in are 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954 or email at radio@kyuk.org.
Did you hear my hushed, rushed inhale as I want to announce that Yvonne Waska's called in to anchor the show? Yvonne, go ahead.
Good morning to you both and people of the YK Delta.
Morning.
Long time, but maybe first thing that make me mad is my grandkids. Wait for the bus, go on the bus. Next thing we get called from the, whoever the LKSD late person calling in that thing or saying that her grandchild was late. And I believe, I hope the school board is listening. And that need to be stopped. They wait for the bus And the bus doesn't always come on time. They're either 15 minutes late or 10 minutes, or either they're on time. But that's not good. When they call in or they call us personally and tell us that our grandchild's late, and that's not right. But anyway, what can I say on fishing? For me, I'm fed up. Our testimonies are falling on deaf ears, and I feel that we need to go beyond our heads and take action. And I know United Nations lawyers help people like us, indigenous people all over the world. And I know our native tribal leaders need to take action on that. And just, I'll quote my two people from that fish talk show. Why we have to fight for our subsistence? That's not right. It's already written in black and white. They're supposed to be helping us, not giving us undue hardship. The salmon, we always, 4 million of them, we always know they're coming every spring and summer. Passed down from generation to generation. Why are they doing this to us? And that's not right. But anyway, like I said, I believe it's time to take action and go beyond their heads. And what can I say on... The last time I was on the river was Wednesday. And to my fellow hunters, that slough below Luma, that was getting pretty rotten. And on the left side, coming up from Napakiak to Oscarville, that left side, the sunny side, the north side, where the sun shines, those are getting dangerous and crystallizing, I should say. But each village is different, and my people are still doing subsistence. They still have their ice nets. But I don't know what to say on that, but if your area is dangerous, stay on the land and hunt on the tundra. And if you can go do a risky hunting, use your life jacket. But in closing, we're at the end of the tunnel. Kind of cloudy right now, but I know the sun will come out. But anyway, like Susan say, we need to still get vaccinated and everybody have a good spring. Oh, there's already mosquitoes too. Okay, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for calling. Grady, we have a last time for one more caller?
Yeah, Alyssa Leary, go ahead. Rabies information?
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to put in a plug. YKHC, OEH, where I work, day job. We're having a free rabies clinic in Bethel, rabies vaccinations for dogs and cats and, I guess, an occasional ferret. The vaccine we use is good for ferrets as well. We use a 3-year vaccine, and we'll be DHSB, or it used to be called New YK, but now it's the new old YK. The admin building parking lot where the testing is, where COVID testing gets done, will be using that area. Next Saturday, May 8th, noon to 4. And that's it.
Thanks for calling. Great information. All right. So we want to thank all the callers and those listening to Talkline. I'm your host, Alyssa Nadine Rogers, with Grady Deacon.
It's a T, Deaton, but that's
Deaton.
Fine.
Sorry, Grady. And we are going to be signing out. All you guys have a safe and wonderful week.
Express yourself.